We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We still love them. We still watched. It didn't impact the Olympics in any tangible way. It wouldn't impact college athletics in any tangible way, except, again, I think it would actually fix problems. People always love to say it would create problems. What problem would it create? I don't know. The best players would go to the biggest school. Already happens. That's already what we got. Well, the biggest schools would have recruiting advantages. They already do. Like, what are we talking about? Well, it would get corrupt. Now, why would it be corrupt? The only reason corruption in college athletics is labeled corruption is because they have rules against these things. I'm saying there's no more rules. Take whatever you can get. It's not, you can't be busted for doing something wrong when what you're doing isn't wrong. It's just like, and again, apples to oranges, but people always argue, you know, we got to get people to stop using marijuana because they're going to jail. How do we get people to stop going to jail for using marijuana? Make it where you don't go to jail for using marijuana? Like that seems like it took me 3 seconds to think of that. Like, you're not going to get people to stop using marijuana. So if you don't want to put people in jail for using marijuana, if you don't want people rotting away in a prison for smoking a joint, make it where they don't go to prison for smoking a joint. You want to keep, how do we keep people out of prison for marijuana use? Make it where you don't go to prison for marijuana use. Done. Just like that. Same thing with college athletics. How do we make it where schools aren't cheating to get players? You make it where you don't have to cheat to get players. You just offer them whatever you want and they take whatever deal they want to take. It's not that complicated. Mike in Collierville, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, GP. The questions I have around it is, like, if you're doing jersey sales, mm-hmm. and that's actually a licensed product through the NCAA, so now you got the player having to negotiate with the NCAA to get a royalty if you have their name on the back versus no name?
Well, what would happen here is that players would hire agents, and then those agents who are well-versed in negotiating all sorts of things like this would negotiate with the school and by extension the NCAA a deal. And so if Johnny Manziel were in school, he would obviously get a bigger percent. Like, it's a negotiation. Whatever the school is willing to give you, you tell the school. By the way, this goes on with Penny Hardaway in Memphis right now. Like, Penny Hardaway tells the school in what ways Memphis can and cannot use his name, image, and likeness. There's a lawsuit pending because the university tried to allow somebody to use Penny's name, image, and likeness without his permission. Well, you can't do that. But they've been doing it for decades in college athletics. So what would happen here is no school would be allowed to sell your jersey without your permission. And now it's a negotiation. Hey, we'll give you 10% of all jersey sales if you allow us to sell your jersey. No, I want 30%. And then some players might get 70%. Other players might get 4%. It's a total negotiation like everything else in this world. Like, Nike has a deal with LeBron James that is probably vastly different than its deal with some rookie that Nike just signed this year, not named Zion Williamson. Everybody is free to have an agent negotiate all of these things on their behalf, and you get whatever you can get.
Well, GP, though, agents, it's illegal in the NCAA rulebook to have an agent.
Well, that's
not anything to do with the money part of it. But the agent part of signing with an agent.
Well,
has nothing to do with the money part.
But the discussion we're having is about the Fair Pay for Play Act in California, and that law, when it goes into effect, will not make it illegal to have an agent. And beyond that, there is a growing push. This is where the NCAA has been a little receptive to allow student athletes to have representation. It is insane that they haven't been for as long, and here's why. I'm a college-educated man who, and I don't even negotiate my own contracts. I have an agent. I'm 42 years old, educated. I don't want any part of negotiating contracts with CBS, with Intercom, with anybody. I have somebody who does that for me. If we see somebody on YouTube who's 14 years old, who can sing amazingly, and we go, ooh, that person's going to be a star, and now they've got 4 million views on this song they did. You know what somebody says to that 14-year-old immediately? They say, you need to get a manager. You need to get an agent. You need to get people to handle your business for you because you're ill-equipped to do it. And yet we take 14-year-old basketball players, 18-year-old basketball players, who are undeniably gifted in similar ways, who are worth millions of dollars. We've known for a long time now that James Wiseman is worth millions of dollars. We knew very quickly last year that Zion Williamson was worth $100 million. But Zion Williamson isn't allowed to have somebody, a professional, help he and his family make these decisions? That is crazy. We wouldn't do it with any other uniquely talented young person, but we do it with student athletes because of outdated and morally wrong NCAA rules that, under California's plan, would be changed.
What do you do if you got an Antonio Brown in college that just possibly committed rape, and they're doing a commercial for Under Armour, and Memphis doesn't want their jersey on the player in the commercial?
All of it can be negotiated. Like, it's, I really am making it exactly like professional sports. When Tiger Woods, for instance, has all these deals with Chrysler and Nike and Wheaties, and then he gets caught up in a pretty high-profile scandal, and they suddenly say, we're not going to have this person representing us anymore, then there's a clause. These contracts have been written a million different ways for a million different years. Like, there'll be clauses in all the contracts to cover all this stuff. If you get charged with rape, we can void the contract. If you flunk out of school, we can void the contract. Like, there are clauses in every contract. Like, I don't know exactly what mine says, but I'm pretty sure if, like, I went out tonight and, you know, robbed a bank and got caught, there's a clause in my contract somewhere that would allow somebody to say, well, we're not putting him on the radio or on television come Monday. These things aren't that complicated. We negotiate them in every other aspect of sports, every other aspect of life. Let's go to Kirk in Memphis. Kirk, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Gary. Thank you. I just see this going, the pendulum swinging way too far. And being a Memphis guy, you know, not being from a Power 5 conference, I see, particularly in the basketball side and some of the smaller sports, where it could be easily. I mean, do you really think Memphis would have ended up with its recruiting class that we have this year had there been money available to all these players?
Yes. I do, and here's why. Because Memphis is exactly the type of basketball program that has the type of corporate backing and intense boosters that would allow Memphis to go out and secure the signed letters of intent from these prospects. For instance, let's say that the California state law that will go into effect in 2023 was in effect last year covering all 50 states, and suddenly you got a recruiting war with Kentucky for James Wiseman. And Kentucky.
Well, what if you got a recruiting war with Texas?
It's fine.
Some of the other schools that have huge banks of money, and they've got huge corporate sponsors that are probably much larger than Memphis's.
Memphis has FedEx.
They just say, "Look, hey, we want James Wiseman. We want Boogie Ellis. We're gonna go. Hey, James, $10 million. Come on to Memphis.
Fine with me.
Texas,
like, it'd be fine with me. And then the people connected to Memphis, which in this case would probably be FedEx people, they would have to figure out, like, what's it worth to them. Same thing with with coaches all the time, every year with coaches. Like Memphis has a basketball coach. Memphis has a basketball coach. His name is John Calipari, right? And he's making a lot of money at Memphis. And then Kentucky says, hey, we'll give you a lot of money to come coach at Kentucky. And then Memphis says, we'll give you a lot of money not to coach at Kentucky. And then John has to sit down and weigh the pros and cons of everything, including the money, and he decides to go to Kentucky. Recruiting would work the exact same way.
Yeah, and so you get a player who comes in as a freshman. He has a pretty good half the season. He gets in games and shows some real promise. And then somebody says, you know, hey, we want him at Alabama playing basketball. So, you know, Memphis, how much are you paying him? You're only paying him $5,000 or something? Because, okay, we'll tell you what, we're going to pay him $100,000. So he transfers.
Yeah, unless Memphis comes back and convinces him not to. Again, this is the way the real world works. I'll set up your analogy perfectly with something that happened in the real world. Nate Oates, coaching at Buffalo, went to back-to-back NCAA tournaments, signed an extension with Buffalo in March. Literally 11 days later, left to go to Alabama. Alabama did exactly what you're worried about Alabama would do with a player, with a coach. They went to Nate Oates and they said, we will give you A, B, C, D, E, F, G to come coach for us. And then he goes back to Buffalo, and Buffalo says, well, we can't do A, B, C, D, E, and F, and G. And so Nate Oates weighs everything, and then he bounces to Alabama. And you know what we say? Woo! How awesome is that for Nate Oates?
Yeah, but go back to that, though, and say, okay, now you've got Texas, who's got pretty much unlimited resources. Pick whatever big school you want. And they say, you know, hey, there's this kid in Memphis who's showing some promise in high school. Let's pay him $30,000 to come here.
Great! Okay, saying, that, know, that's look, perfect!
We want to recruit him, but we're going to pay him $15,000. So he goes. He doesn't even play.
Who cares? Why do you care if he plays? Like, why would you want to prevent that young person from getting money?
He might, in football, he might be actually very helpful for Memphis.
Well, then that's something we'll let him decide. That's what we do with coaches. That's what we do with radio hosts. It's what we do with everybody else in this world. Like, you might be very helpful at your current job in ways that you couldn't be helpful at a bigger job, but you might still take the bigger job because it's for more money. And guess what? We leave that completely up to you. And so this would work no differently than it works in the coaching profession. And I know you keep bringing up Texas because Texas has incredible amounts of money, No, Texas actually proves my point perfectly. Texas has tons and tons and tons of money. Listen for a second. Texas, your big fear is that Texas would come in and just buy all of the great things of the world. Why can't Texas buy Nick Saban? Why can't Texas buy Dabo Swinney? Why can't Texas buy Urban Meyer?
The kid goes to school there and doesn't even make the football team.
Why do you care so much?
Well, so he doesn't make the football team, and then they go, hey, man, sorry, we're not going to pay you next year. He says, all right, well, I'm now a sophomore junior. I hadn't played football, and nobody else wants me. I had a chance to get a scholarship.
Then he can go back to Memphis.
Get an education.
He can go back to Memphis. What prevents him from going back to Memphis?
He's not going to be on scholarship now.
Why not? If Memphis wants him,
He lost his shot. They've had to go get other players.
In what world are you living? This doesn't even make any sense. I can't keep going back and forth.
You got a limited number of players that you can put on your team. Texas paid the guy just to come there and try out.
Do you think, first off, Texas would not invest all of this money you're talking about on a player just to come and try out? That's not the way it would work. Beyond that, do you not recognize that this is the way it works for student athletes already? They just don't get the money? Players all the time go somewhere, and then they get there, and they go, oh, I can't play here. How about Isaiah Stokes? Is that not exactly what Isaiah Stokes just did, minus the money? Isaiah Stokes went to Florida, realized he can't play at Florida. Now he's got to leave, go somewhere else, where they think maybe he can play. The only difference between that scenario and the one I'm describing is that Isaiah Stokes would actually have gotten compensated to go to Florida. He'd actually have real money in his pocket. Anybody who somebody views is worth something would have a second opportunity to get it. Just because some kid that we're discussing, hypothetically, might go to Texas and then not be good enough to play at Texas, like his life would be over. No, he'd do what every other kid who goes to Texas and finds out he's not good enough to play at Texas does. You know what he does? He bounces back to a lower level and plays there. And this is the way it already works. The only difference is that they'd be getting money to do it. I'll take one more phone call because I'm about to punch this computer screen. Tom's in Cordova. Tom, how you doing?
Gary, not only do you need a 4 at 444, you need a 5 at 555.
Whew.
I think one of the things that you're seeing is this is a lot of generational. There are people in my age group of 70 years old who are so accustomed to the idea of true amateurism, we never realized it never really existed. And so what's happening is you're getting a lot of folks who are older who don't like the idea of kids going and playing sports for money. And the reason they don't like it is because they never had that opportunity, and there's a jealousy involved of some sort. And a lot of the fans are going, why should the kid who's 18, 19 years old make $40,000 a year? And I think the numbers are inflated. But why should they make that much money when I'm only making $40,000 a year myself? And there's a whole bunch of issues rolled up in here. But it goes back to we haven't had amateurism in this country probably since 1920. So why don't we just go ahead and make it, quote, legal, but let everybody play by the same rules?
Now, Tom, that's I'm glad you were the last caller because it makes me feel better about about who I'm speaking to right now. He's exactly right, and I do agree that a lot of this is generational. Like, you grew up in a world where the idea of college athletics was a young person goes to school, takes the same classes my kids take, And then they go out on the field every Saturday because they love the university just as much as I love the university. And if they are good enough to be professional, someday they'll be compensated for playing. But right now they just do it for a scholarship and the love of the game. And as I've said many times, the concept of amateurism, what I just described, might have made sense in 1920 when there weren't 80,000-seat football stadiums and billion-dollar television contracts and college football coaches making in excess of $10 million and college basketball coaches making in excess of $9 million and practice facilities going up for $25 million. But that's the world we live in now, where there is money flying around in ways that back when this concept of college athletics was created, nobody could have possibly imagined. And yet we've taken baby steps in the right direction, but nothing significant enough to make it right. It is morally wrong, if you want me to make this as simple as possible, morally wrong for these young people to be at the center of a billion, with a B, billion-dollar industry and be prohibited from accepting their fair market value. That is what California lawmakers have recognized. That is what they're trying to change. And again, it's not some defined dollar figure. Everybody gets $50,000. Everybody gets $50 million. Everybody gets what they deserve, what somebody decides, anybody decides they're worth. For some, it'll be a lot. Millions and millions. For others, it'll be something well short of that. For others, it'll be absolutely nothing more than they already get. But it will be exactly what the market dictates your worth. I don't know how quickly we'll get there, but that's the direction we're headed, and California lawmakers are trying to expedite it. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Mike Norvell, head football coach at the University of Memphis, encouraging you to support a local business that supports our athletic department. And that business is Platinum Jewelers. It's where I shop, and for two reasons. First, it's close to campus, which is obviously convenient. But the other reason, and the main reason, is because Platinum Jewelers has the best quality and the best prices in the area. Platinum Jewelers specializes in custom engagement rings, wedding sets, eternity bands, pendants, necklaces, bracelets, earrings, basically anything you can imagine. They sell several bands of luxury watches, including pre-owned Rolexes. They buy men's and women's Rolex watches, and I'm not the only person connected to the Memphis football program who shops there. So does D'Angelo Williams, and so does Stephen Kaskowski. There are two locations in the Memphis area, one at 545 Perkins Extended, basically at Poplar and Perkins Extended. That's the one near our campus, just 2 miles away. They have a new location at 9387 Poplar Avenue in Germantown. So where are you going next time you need to purchase jewelry for any occasion? The answer should be Platinum Jewelers, a proud sponsor of the University of Memphis. Check them out on Facebook, Twitter, and also the web at platinumjewelers.com.
So Bill had a home out in Cairo. He wanted to sell it. He did what I've been telling you to do for years. He got in touch with Josh Hightsaw. Josh went to work, sold Bill's home for the full asking price. He got 8 showings the very first day it was listed. How did he do it? Did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's very experienced. He's proven to be very effective. He's somebody who understands how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy, then understands how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh Hightsaw simply helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, he goes to work. And then if the home isn't sold in 45 days, that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he's not doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He's got flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home, Josh Hightsaw, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Time for another Action Network Flash. On Sunday, Philadelphia heads to Atlanta, where the road team is a two-point favorite, with over 70% of the tickets and money backing Doug Peterson's squad. For up-to-the-minute betting info on the games, download the free Action Network app today.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Join today to get bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing, with less and lower fees all around. Visit FECCA.com to apply.
Hi, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. On Sunday, our $48 Sunday table features 7 ounces of sliced filet mignon over mashed potatoes with your choice of salad and dessert. On Monday, $55 gets you 8 ounces of buttery filet and delicate North Atlantic lobster tail with salad and dessert. And finally, on Tuesday, come in for Tomahawk Tuesday. That's 2 salads, 2 side items, 2 desserts, and a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye to share for only $120. Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. We use food and wine to create memorable times.
When you compare the Humana Gold Plus HMO plan with other plans, there's no comparison. That's because it's Tennessee's only 5 out of 5-star CMS-rated Medicare Advantage HMO plan. The only one. No other Medicare Advantage HMO plan in Tennessee received excellent ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in all 5 categories, including managing chronic conditions, helping members stay healthy, and providing a great member experience. And there's no need to wait. You can switch out of your current plan and enroll in the Humana Gold Plus HMO H4661 anytime you want. Like right now, for instance. Find out why this Humana plan has no comparison. And make the switch by calling a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-526-5339 or visiting Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Every year, Medicare evaluates plans based on a 5-star rating system. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
The 3rd Memphis Food and Wine Festival is back again and set for Saturday, October 12th from 6 p.m. till 10 at the Memphis Botanic Gardens. Sip and sample from the best and enjoy live Memphis music. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today, 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today, 754-0454.
When was the last time you treated yourself to a night out? Don't you deserve one? Have you thought about Restaurant Iris? You've always known it to be a special occasion location, and that hasn't changed. But did you know they now have a full bar that you don't need reservations for? Any night of the week, sit down to delicious and unique dishes, small and large, prepared by our world-class chefs. Pair seasonal snacks with specialty cocktails. Memphis is ready for an elegant place to have a casual night out. I'll meet you at the bar at Iris.
Hey, you doing, people? And if it's a Chevy you're looking for, any new Chevy, Olive Branch is where you need to go. New 2020 Silverados and Blazers are at All-Star Chevrolet, ready for you to drive today. Traverse, Equinox, Impala, best new All-Star Chevy lineup ever. And most have 0 for 72 financing. So give these Chevys a test run. Roll the windows down. Enjoy the weather. Crank the music up. Pretend like the car is going to be yours, because it is going to be yours. And best of all, All-Star has the ABCs. A, the All-Star Challenge. Take any written offer from any Mid-South auto dealer to All-Star Chevrolet, and you can get a better deal, new or pre-owned, or they buy you a tank of gas. B, best buying experience, period. No wasting your time. They make it easy. And C, customer care. You're all in. Loaner cars, free oil changes. It's the All-Star family, and they're going to treat you like that. It's not South Haven, not the Pike, not Collierville. It's got to be Olive Branch. Find new roads to All-Star Chevrolet or go to allstarautogroup.com.
Foodies and wine connoisseurs, don't miss the 3rd Memphis Food and Wine Festival Saturday, October 12th at the Memphis Botanic Gardens. Amazing local and national chefs and incredible wineries tastefully line the grounds of the live garden while live Memphis music rocks the stage. The 2019 Memphis Food and Wine Festival, October 12th, presented by FedEx and benefiting FedEx Family House. Get your tickets right now through Ticketmaster. Visit memphisfoodandwinefestival.org.
The internet. You need it. Almost every minute of the day. Because, hey, you've got shows to stream, emails to reply all to, and LOLs to, LOL. That's why you need Xfinity. You can get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available. So you can get online and get down to business faster. And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network. Set curfews with parental controls and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add xFi Advantage for enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill and autopay. Ends 9/24/19. Restrictions apply. New performance charger 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Jeff Calkins is award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He's much better at staying on track from a time and perspective than I am. Joins me every day after 5 o'clock. It's definitely after 5 o'clock. He's here right now. Jeff, how are you?
I gotta say, this is a new low. You were taking calls? What did you take calls on? I've been otherwise occupied.
So Tim Tebow went on television this morning and said a bunch of nonsensical stuff about the Fair Pay for Play Act that is soon to become law in California that would go into effect January 1st, 2023. So I opened by talking about that, pointing out not every nonsensical thing Tim Tebow said, but the most nonsensical things Tim Tebow said. And then I still had people online throughout the day, as I've been tweeting about this, arguing with me. And so I told all of the people who know I'm right and who love me so much, I asked them, I said, please, I don't want you guys to call. I love hearing how awesome I am from strangers, but that's not for the purposes of the next radio segment. I don't want to do that. I want to talk to people who actually think Tim Tebow's making good points. I want to hear from you guys. And it was going pretty well. And then I got one guy, his name escapes me now, I apologize. And he's making worse points than Tim Tebow, as long as we're being honest. And I probably stuck with him about 7 minutes longer than I should have, but he allowed me to make the points I wanted to make. And I looked up and, oh boy, it was late.
That's fine. It's no skin off my nose, no sweat off my back, no whatever else.
So did you?
I'm off to the Cooper Young 4-miler, Gary.
Oh, you're gonna run 4 miles tonight?
In this heat, yeah. So if I don't see you Monday, it's been real.
Yeah, don't die running in the hot weather. That'd be I don't know. I mean, I'm busy next week. I don't want to have to go to your funeral.
Right. Thanks. I appreciate that.
So did you see the Tim Tebow clip at least?
I did.
And what did you make of Tim Tebow's thoughts on SB 206, otherwise known as the Fair Pay for Play Act in California?
I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's just, which of the things that he said did you single out as the single most preposterous? It's ridiculous. I don't know why Tim Tebow is the one, is the guardian of amateurism. It's just preposterous. And the fact that there are no, here's the truth. There are no good arguments. So it's not. I guess it's not surprising that he marshals some nonsensical ones because there are no good ones.
Well, the largest one he made was something that I've talked about before, as recently as earlier this week. And what he said is that if we allow athletes to profit off of their name, image, and likeness, it would become a recruiting tool, and it would create a system where the recruits go wherever the most money exists. And as I have said a million times, a million different ways, that is already where the recruits go, where the money exists. For instance, an example, Alabama has the number one football budget in college athletics. Nobody spends more money on college football than the University of Alabama. Guess who had the number one recruiting class in America this past year?
Right.
University of Alabama. The players already go to the schools, for the most part, that are most ambitious with money when it comes to their football program. And I don't mean getting paid under the table illegally. I just mean this university really invests in college football. They have the biggest recruiting budget. They have the best facilities. They pay their coach the most. They have the most intense boosters. If everything I just described is true, that college football program probably recruits at an extremely high level. I went and looked it up today. The 10 biggest college football budgets in the country, every one of them without exception, even the schools that aren't that good right now, like Florida State, just enrolled most recently a top 19 recruiting class in America. So Tim Tebow is exactly right. I agree with him. If we allowed student athletes to profit off their name, image, and likeness, it would become a recruiting tool, and the players would largely go where the most money exists. I've just forever argued that's already where they go. It wouldn't change the order of things, recruiting rankings or Final Four contenders. It would merely allow people who are undeniably worth something to get whatever it is the market decides they're worth.
Well, I mean, the funny thing is no one seems to mind when people are the market decides what coaches make, right? Nick Saban makes 60. What does he make? Like
$11 million.
No one seems to mind that. It's just totally unfair because Alabama has $11 million to spend on Nick Saban, and Memphis only has $2 million or $1.5 million or whatever it is to spend on Mike Norvell. Totally unfair. No one seems to mind the open market bidding when it seems to when it comes to coaches. They accept that that's how it should be, of course. And Arkansas State can play less, and Tennessee State can play less. Like, I mean, it's just like, I don't understand why athletes are supposed to be exempt from the same rules that apply to everybody else. Yeah, I do. I will say this. Like, it would be an adjustment. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. If this were happening, okay, so all of a sudden everyone could benefit off of everyone's likeness, how much of a coach's job would be to arrange support for recruits? In other words, you're recruiting now, right? How much of Penny Hardaway's job would be, listen, come here, we'll line you up with this FedEx sponsorship, we'll line you up with whatever else. Would they get involved in it in that way? And is that to you in any way unseemly?
I would argue they're already doing that. Not Penny specifically, but like I would argue that already goes on. But yes, I think that they would be involved in it, and I do think that it would just be the way the world works. Like, if you're Penny Hardaway, part of your job would be to go to FedEx and say, listen, Papa John's is putting a lot of money on the table for this prospect to go to Louisville. I need you to step up and make sure we can get this done. Like, yes, those things would happen. And guess what? I'm fine.
And I totally understand, by the way, why universities don't want it to happen, right? Because if you're going to FedEx or if you're going to whomever, Papa John's, or you're – and you are asking for money. Listen, we really need you guys to give money to so we can compete and endorse the players and whatever else. It's harder to go back to those same places and say, we really need you to give money so we can give the coach a raise, or we really need you to give money so we can give the AD a raise, or we really need you to give money so we can build this new basketball practice facility, because the money is going directly to the people who are earning you the money. And I understand. I 100% understand why colleges and the NCAA like it the way it is. You know, it's a lot easier. Any business would. If you don't have to pay the help, it's a lot easier to get rich yourself. I totally get it.
Well, that is the only argument for – the only reason universities fight against this is because right now they control all of the money. Right now, if FedEx makes a donation to the University of Memphis, the University of Memphis controls that money. In the world – hypothetical world that I'm suggesting, FedEx would inevitably – some of the money that now goes into the university athletic department and is controlled by athletic department officials would just go straight to James Wiseman, or go straight to Boogie Ellis, or go straight to Brady White, or whomever. So the universities do not want this system in place because they want to control all of the money. They would inevitably lose control of some of the money.
They would have less money in the end. They would have less money because there's only so many sponsors. Instead of sponsoring, they would have less money.
Right.
Not only would they have control, less control of the money, they would literally have less money to throw around. But honestly, like, why the hell should college coaches get paid more than pro coaches? A lot of them. And why is that? It's because you can't pay the players. And so, you know, I mean, Dave Yeager never made $50 million. Lionel Hollins never made $50 million or whatever else. And so There would be less money, and I think it's appropriate that there's less money. The players, the coaches right now get the money as a surrogate for the players. You can't pay the players, so we'll play the player getters. It's kind of nuts.
And the point you make about nobody minds the bidding wars for coaches is a point I made earlier today on Twitter. I have a guy call in, and he says, well, what would happen if Texas, you know, has all this money, and Texas clearly does, and they just want to go out and buy the best prospect in America, then a school with less money might not be able to afford to compete with that, and so then the player would go to Texas. And I say, sure, that's exactly how the coaching profession works. Like Nate Oates proves himself at Buffalo, and then Alabama says, we need a basketball coach, and we got way more money than Buffalo, so we can get Nate Oates to move to Tuscaloosa to coach our basketball team. Arkansas did it with Eric Musselman at Nevada. This is the way the college coaching works. Like, nobody thinks it's...
Nobody minded when Jimbo Fisher went to Texas A&M.
Boosters buy the best coaches for the biggest schools literally every year, and we're okay with it. But the idea of boosters buying the best players for the biggest programs, somehow that is perceived as the downfall of college athletics. It's insane.
Right. And here's my question. How do you think this is going to proceed with the California thing?
Lawsuits. I think it'll get ugly, and it'll be in the courts.
So the governor will sign it.
Correct.
Then what?
The governor will sign it, and the NCAA will make incremental changes, but not nearly go as far as California law is willing to go. And what the NCAA will then tell the California universities and lawmakers is that we're willing to allow you to do this, but we're not willing to allow you to do that. And because the NCAA has already made it clear, like in their own words, we are open to the idea of student athletes profiting off of name, image, and likeness, but we are totally against the idea of it being used as a pay-for-play scheme. And I just do not understand how you can thread that needle. I don't understand how you can prevent it.
What is the half measure here? I've thought about it
for every – I've spent hours thinking about it, brainstorming. How do you do what the NCAA says it wants to do, which is allow student-athletes to profit off name, image, and likeness, but don't allow it to be a pay-for
– you can do this. You can have athletes in some consortium, right, profit, and then it could be divided among all athletes in a fund, including not the athletes. In other words, so if you're Zion Williamson, you don't get the money directly, but athletes as a group can somehow benefit, right? And then the money will be distributed to every athlete, including golfers and, you know, women tennis players and water polo, as part of a loan, you know, whatever, that you can use towards future college education after you graduate or something like that, right? I can see something like that where it's not really Zion getting $10 million going to Duke. It's money from player likenesses that, let's say, video game is paying money to the NCAA, right, for the use of NCAA football video games. That money goes into a trust to be distributed to all athletes, et cetera. And that way, there's no pay for play. There's no better off if you go to Alabama than if you go to Memphis. But players are, quote unquote, profiting off of name and likeness.
Well, that doesn't get you anywhere close to the California law. And the California lawmakers.
No, it gets you nowhere close to the California law.
Right. And the California lawmakers have already said, this is our law, this is the right thing to do. And if you try to prevent, if you try to step in the way, rule our schools ineligible or our student athletes ineligible, we will file a massive class action lawsuit. Like the NCAA started by saying, don't do this yet.
Right. Let's play this out. So they make some half little measures.
Right.
California says, screw that.
Right.
They say, okay, all California schools are now ineligible to compete under the NCAA banner, period. Right. Which is a heck of a thing to say. Like, in a sense, kicking out California almost goes a long way towards delegitimizing to the NCAA anyway, right?
So, but okay, they fine. They kick out California. California then files a lawsuit. Of course, in the meantime, it's possible that Michigan and Pennsylvania and New York will have also, that's what I hope happens,
right,
will have all go, who are you going to kick out? Everybody except for Tim Tebow and the University of Florida? Like, in the end, you may be, that's what I sort of hope happens here, is that every state, other states follow suit, and it just becomes totally impractical for the NCAA to do this. But I find it almost hard to believe that they'll kick out all of California, but if they do, yes, lawsuits will follow, and yeah.
Yeah, it'll be handled in the legal system, and the only way the NCAA will ever truly adapt to the modernized realities of college athletics is if, you know, a federal judge makes them do it. They're not gonna do it willingly. They'll have to be ordered to do it. And to your point about other states stepping up between now and then, there's a similar bill in Washington under consideration, a similar bill in Colorado under consideration. Lawmakers in North Carolina have mentioned going down this path. So imagine a world where...
Imagine kicking out Duke, North Carolina, right, Washington, like all
right,
of them. It's got the NCAA.
Right. It's going to get... Like, the idea that they will be able to resolve this amicably is just not real life. It'll be an ugly, complex, very expensive fight. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. All right, go run 4 miles.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We come back. Jaden Springer is visiting the University of Memphis this weekend. Got an email from a guy earlier today, asked me a question. I told him, you know what, I'll just talk about that on radio, so we'll do that next.
This is Andy Wise. For 20 years, I was Memphis TV's chief consumer investigator. I'm out of TV news now, but I'm still your consumer investigator. I've launched my own consumer advocacy venture called Wise Choices at andywisechoices.com, where I still work for your protection and where I endorse local companies with your best interest. And one of those companies is Cooper Systems. I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren Cooper and their staff on an undercover investigation of computer repair businesses. Lee and his crack technicians helped me uncover some pretty bad deals. They helped me hold lesser computer repair shops accountable. For over 26 years, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. You want reputation? You want locally owned? You want an impeccable record? You want Cooper Systems. For the best in computer repair, virus removal, data recovery, cracked screens, for active customers, they'll even come to your house to repair your computer. Cooper Systems also has great deals on new and refurbished PCs and Apple Macs, desktops, laptops, and printers and monitors too. For all of your computer needs, trust Cooper Systems to be your wise choice.
New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka. It is made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it is so smooth, you can drink it straight. It really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And the reason's simple. It's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. I could buy a more expensive bottle of vodka in a liquor store. They exist, but why would I do that? If there's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced, just grab that one. That's what I do. It's the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. They got flavored vodkas as well. Grapefruit, apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. Try one, try them all, mix them together. It's the weekend, for crying out loud. If you're on a gluten-free diet, good news. They have a gluten-free vodka. New Amsterdam does. Next time you're in a liquor store, grab that. Whether you're in a bar, restaurant, or a wine and spirit store, you ask for it by name. If they don't have it, you walk out in protest. New Amsterdam vodka, pour your soul out. They're on the web, NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
It's football time in Memphis, and if you or someone you know is thinking of selling their home, it sure better be home selling time in Memphis. And just like you may have a favorite team, favorite coach, or favorite players, you may not have a favorite real estate agent. If you don't, think about drafting me, Sheldon Rosengarten, with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. I always tell people they need to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out who will be the best quarterback of their home selling team. Have you heard people say that when you want the job done, call Sheldon? Find out why my award-winning, highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Also find out how to take advantage of our worldwide relocation network. Call or email me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now. and go Tigers.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo from Volvo Cars of Memphis.
The Fence has done it again. They've gone and upgraded, updated, and elaborated, modernized, stylized, and re-energized. Changes like you would not believe. Just getting better and better all the time, y'all. Now, there's still all the same great action on the casino floor, but with a new layout and look. Brighter, more color, it's a better place to play now. New table games and new slots. Can I get an amen here? Oh, and check this out. There's a new store, The Market, where you can use comps or cash. You kidding me? And there are two new restaurants, too. Buttruckers with the world's best burgers and Bizarre Pizza. You build it, they cook it. Hey, if I sound like I'm excited, it's because I am. Man, the Fence even has more new promotions, new ways to win even more. I'm telling you, you'll have a rockin' good time. Or should I say a sham rockin' good time? The Fence Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
It's hot outside, but there is something that's hotter than the temperatures these days, and you guessed it. It's the deals at James Davis. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. But you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have five pocket pants in every fabric and fit. And good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get three measurements. Take it at James Davis, and 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant Custom Fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Bettinelli suits are still two for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis, Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
It's here, the 2019 Ford F-150 XLT, the truck you've always wanted, now with an offer you'd never expect. For a limited time, get a premium leather interior and a full spray-on or drop-in bed liner at no extra charge. The luxury you want with an offer you can't pass up. Hurry, this no-charge premium leather and liner offer ends soon. Cats and premium leather valued at $1,695, bed liner $450, equals total package value of $2,145. See your Ford dealer for details.
There are a lot of SUVs on the road today, but many SUVs lack in sport and utility, not Ford SUVs.
Don't let me go.
Because Ford SUVs offer intelligent four-wheel drive, not to mention ruggedness and versatility.
Your first name is free. Last name is down.
Which means you can drive it like an SUV is meant to be driven. And you can drive it like a Ford.
The Smile Center is making a move, relocating to a new location and joining forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, they're moving. They're not changing. You're still going to get the same friendly, outstanding dental care that you're accustomed to. And the Smile Center now going to be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. The move, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road and Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady's today. He's my dentist. He's my wife's dentist. He's my children's dentist. And what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-1333.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them, like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more, which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Do me a favor, go to the website ymcamemphis.org/yonthefly. It's a really neat program that we've been talking about this week. What it does, it's take the most important elements of the YMCA in a neighborhood that don't have a Y nearby. Think of it as a Y without walls. What they do is they go into areas, many of which are underserved, and they set up learning and activity stations that focus on a number of things for like a two-hour period. Among them, the importance of healthy eating. Every child involved is going to be served a healthy meal or snack. They stress the importance of physical exercise, of education, of outdoor physical fun. And so it's an amazing thing, doing really great things in our city. Problem is, it's not cheap. It costs about $150,000 a year to run it. And they need donations. So if you go help them out, get your business involved, or if you want to volunteer, go to that website, ymcamemphis.org/yonthefly. That's ymcamemphis.org/yonthefly. 549, Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN, and we got way off track today. I apologize to everybody. Connor, he shouldn't have to do this, trying to catch me up the entire 2 hours. I apologize to Jay. I apologize to everybody, including a guy named Brian, who sent me an email earlier today. Said he and his buddies were having a discussion, and he figured I might talk about Jaden Springer's visit to the University of Memphis at some point today, and he'd wondered if I could chime in on the discussion he and his buddies were having. And I said, yeah, I'll do it right around 5:30. Well, look at the clock. So, like,
almost there.
I apologize to Brian as well. And the point he made, and Jaden Springer, if you don't know, he's a 6'5 guard, class of 2020, a consensus five-star prospect who is visiting Memphis this weekend, but most people believe is going to Tennessee. The crystal ball projections over 24/7 Sports, 100% in favor of Tennessee. So Brian's question is this. His buddies are talking, and they're like, okay, listen, kid's in town for a visit. You got him on campus. How do you handle the visit? Because barring a surprise, he's going to leave you and eventually sign with and enroll at Tennessee. That's what the recruiting analysts think, at least. And so Brian's question is, should Penny and his staff, you know, be a little more close to the vest than they otherwise would be in terms of the things they talk about, how they sell their program, because they could, in theory, be providing a playbook, if you will, to Rick Barnes and his staff if Jaden Springer ends up in Knoxville. In other words, Rick Barnes and his staff sit down with Jaden Springer and say, okay, now tell us everything they did at Memphis. Tell us exactly what they tried to sell you on. Tell us what they said about them. Tell us what they said about us. Tell us everything. And Brian and his buddies were wondering if that should change the way Penny and his staff approach this official visit this weekend. And I guess my answer to that would be no. Because it's not a terribly unique situation. This happens in recruiting all the time. Like a prospect who is probably going somewhere else, you get them on your campus for an official visit. And even though all signs point to the young person going a certain direction, the truth is if you're a college coach and you don't actually think you can flip somebody, change their mind, then you shouldn't even be doing the visit. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of a visit, which are limited in how many you can do. So if you're going to bring the kid in on a visit, you might as well go full speed and do your best to try to convince him that the University of Memphis is the best place for him. And I suspect that will be the approach from Penny and Mike and Tony and Cody and everybody else associated with it. And when you've just enrolled the number one recruiting class in America, like Penny and his staff did, you're not worried about where recruiting analysts think Jaden Springer might go. Like, we just flipped DJ Jeffries from Kentucky. If you're them, this is what you're thinking. We just got James Wiseman when everybody thought he was going to Kentucky. We beat Kansas for a player. We beat Indiana for a player. We ain't worried about Tennessee that much. We'll take our shot. So they're going to take their shot. The one thing I would say, and don't misinterpret this, I'm not implying anything, but if you were the type of staff that might get dirty, and again, I'm not saying that about this staff or any other staff. I'm just saying in general terms. If you're the type of staff that might do something in violation of NCAA rules during the official visit, this is exactly the place where you wouldn't do that for the reasons Brian and his buddies suggest. Because if that player ends up not only at an in-state rival, but an in-state rival coached by a man who does not like you and who you do not like, then it could very easily become a thing where, what'd they do at Memphis when you were there? Anything at all? Did they say anything out of line? Did they do anything out of line? Because I can't tell you definitively why Tennessee under Bruce Pearl got in trouble over Aaron Kraft. What I can tell you definitively is that the reason Bruce Pearl and his staff think they got in trouble, who turned them in after Aaron Kraft decommitted from Tennessee and went to Ohio State? They think the Ohio State staff did. They to this day believe we would have been fine, but when Aaron Kraft got to Ohio State, they turned us in because they knew what happened. And then we're toast, fired. And so you don't want to set that possibility up where you do something in violation of NCAA rules, big or small, then the player goes to a rival. Then that rival coaching staff says, you need to talk to the NCAA about what happened that one time you went on that visit back in September 2019. So if you're the type of staff that might do something like that, I'd stay away from that. But in terms of everything else, it's no secret what Memphis is selling on the recruiting tail to prospects. NBA, NBA, NBA. That's what I imagine they'll try to sell this weekend, and we'll see how it goes. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on Tim Tebow's nonsensical comments on ESPN this morning. I ain't got time to go back through them right now, but I will tweet a link to the opening segment a little later on. So if you missed it, I hope you'll check that out.
Game tonight.
It's clearly Mets Dodgers. Noah Syndergaard against Clayton Kershaw, with the Mets just two games back of the Cubs for the second NL wild card with 16 games remaining. But I know how much you folks love football, so we'll go football. Washington State at Houston in RJG Stadium in Houston. It's off campus, but still being played in Houston. Washington State 9.5-point favorite. The total's way up there, 73.5. Kick is scheduled for 8:15. You can watch it on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline NBC, 9 o'clock tonight.
Who's hosting?
Can't tell you yet. There's a process to this, Connor. First, I do my preview, and then we figure out if there's another preview worth having. Let me clear my throat for my Dateline preview. Here we go. Cut the music. Got to get serious for a second. There's a little house, Salt Lake City, in a quiet neighborhood. And that's where Mackenzie Lewick lived. And she was looking forward to getting back there after attending her grandmother's funeral in California. She landed in Salt Lake City around 1 a.m. She got into a lift, like any of us might. And then she was missing. And then she was dead. What happened to Mackenzie? Why? That's tonight on Dateline. Now you can ask me who's hosting.
Who's hosting?
Keith Morrison, the GOAT! Keith Morrison, the GOAT's hosted! Let's listen to Keith Morrison preview real quick!
It's hard to get your head around what happened in this unassuming little gray house on a normal street in Salt Lake City. But what happened to Mackenzie Lewick inside and is memorialized by these now tired stuffed toys outside and candles on her front walk is truly horrifying. What happened in the backyard behind the garage there, even more so. The story of Mackenzie Lewick, the website she was on, the fate she met, tonight on Dateline.
That's the GOAT right there. That's Keith Morrison, the GOAT. That's tonight on Dateline.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Dan Walken wrote a column about Tim Tebow's nonsensical comments. So if you didn't hear Dan Walken in the first hour, you can read his column, usatoday.com.
What's on tap next week?
Well, we'll look back at the University of Memphis, make sure that they have improved to 3-0 by the time we come back and talk about it on Monday. Big weekend in college football. NFL, week two. Antonio Brown expected to be in uniform and play for the New England Patriots on Sunday. I'm sure that'll be a topic of conversation as well. Enjoy your weekend. I'm going to enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here Monday at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1.
Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a Radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Time for another Action Network Flash. On Sunday, Philadelphia heads to Atlanta, where the road team is a two-point favorite, with over 70% of the tickets and money backing Doug Peterson's squad. For up-to-the-minute betting info on the games, download the free Action Network app today.
Hey there, it's Gary Parrish reminding you that if you got a bad roof, get in touch with Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. It's a local family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010, and they're known as the home of the free roof. They work with all insurance companies, and if you qualify for a new roof, you can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Satisfaction is guaranteed, and by the way, Danny is currently looking to hire an additional salesperson, so if you're interested, call. And if you want a free roofing inspection, call 901-870-0186 and tell them Gary Parrish put you in touch.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Join today to get bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing, with less and lower fees all around. Visit FECCA.com to apply.
Grizz Nation, welcome to the start of a new season and a new Grizzlies mobile app. We've combined Grizzlies with FedEx Forum events and Grind City Media News. Whether it's listening to podcasts, buying tickets, or playing Papa Shot, the new app has it all. Download the new Grizzlies app today.
Is your New Year's resolutions off track? Join Mark Patrick Hypnosis Tuesday, September 17th at the Holiday Inn Airport Conference Center. Lose weight or stop smoking in only 2 hours. 100% guaranteed, only $49.99. Register today, markpatrickseminars.com.
Looking for a great breakfast in East Memphis or Germantown? This is Gary Parrish telling you to look no further than Stack's Pancake Kitchen, where they have delicious egg omelets and other favorites like shrimp and grits, French toast, breakfast egg rolls, breakfast quesadillas, and my personal favorite, the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Trust me, you're not going to be disappointed in any of those things. One location, 4615 Poplar, basically Poplar and Perkins Extended. The newer spot's at 7704 Poplar in Germantown Village Square, right across from Germantown Methodist Hospital. And remember, Stack's also caters. Check the menu, stackspancakes.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.